Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California. We talk sports here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Aha! Except for this 1 hour where we talk video games. Yeah, that's right. And it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. I've been doing this show almost 20 years, so I'd like you to come in and participate as my unpaid correspondents. What's new? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What is worth your blood, sweat, and tears? What is worth your hard-earned cash? Remember, we are in the golden age of video games, but that doesn't mean there's still not a lot of garbage out there, people trying to get you. So let's get in between, up and down, inside and out, and tell what is good and what's not. Everybody has a different cup of tea, but what do you like? And what do you not like? At 1-800-878-PLAY. That's the number to call, the secret code. And the toll-free line, 1-800-878-7529. I've never referred to a phone line as a secret code, but it kind of is. 1-800-878-7529. Big shout-out to our brave men and women listening on the American Forces Radio Network. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. It doesn't matter who you're with. You're doing a great job keeping us and our allies safe, so you stay safe. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. I know how much the video game industry brings a lot of home cooking to you and gives you a little respite from all the hard work that you do, so we appreciate it. Also, we're on the internet. Who's not? We're at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. It's interesting to note that because that's how you'll win the video game that I give away at 40 after. What is it? That's a pretty big title this time. Also, the cheat code at the end of the show. Send your cheat code request to rick@sportsbyline.com. We're on sbnationlive.com as well. And on Sirius XM 211, that's the Dan Patrick channel. We're there as well. Plus, on your we're not done yet. Your television sets. Forget ESPN and HBO. Boring. Go to CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider. We're right there. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We have an hour to talk video games. Come on back, and we'll do it next right here on Sports Byline and around the world on AFM.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, The Video Game Review. Rick Chittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on AFN. I'm a fan of the troops. You're doing a great job wherever you might happen to be listening in 500 outlets in 177 countries. All right, it is The Video Game Review. We've been getting, of course, with the great Last of Us on HBO, which is better than the game, in my opinion. I mean, how many times have you been able to say that the video, the movie or the TV show is better than the game? But Anthony Mackie, of course, the actor you've seen in Black Mirror and Hurt Locker and other, he now is going to be in a video game adaptation, live action on Peacock for Twisted Metal. Do you remember Twisted Metal, Sweet Tooth with the miniguns in between the two like snow tires? And so Peacock has released the first teaser for this, which is going to premiere on July 27th, and it would be all 10 episodes. And in the game, the players will control demolition derby vehicles and destroy each other in a hellish Twisted Metal tournament. There'll be a lot of crazed characters, and as I mentioned, Sweet Tooth, who's supposed to drive an ice cream truck, but sometimes just in the middle of two tires with miniguns. In the trailer, he appears at the very end. But the first look gives fans a glimpse into the reimagined Twisted Metal landscape Plague set to Lynn's Steal My Sunshine. So a Twisted Mellow show follows John Doe, who's called a Anthony Mackie, been in Marvel movies too, by the way, but he's a motor-mouthed outsider. And when John Doe comes across a life-changing opportunity, it comes with a tall price, the delivery of a mysterious package, John has to drive through the post-apocalyptic wasteland to complete his mission and survive the onslaught of these killer cars. Yeah. You'll also have Stephanie Beatriz as Quiet, Thomas Hayden Church, that's right, as Aiden Stone, Richard Cabral as Loud, and wrestler Samoa Joe as Sweet Tooth, with Will Arnett providing his voice. That'll be good. Guest stars Nev Campbell. Well, I haven't heard from her for a while. Mike Mitchell, Taj Vaughns, Chloe Fineman, and Lou Beatty Jr. And as I said, Last of Us is going huge. You think about Super Mario Brothers movie. Now, that's not live action, but that just took in another $40 million this weekend. But this is all based on a story written by showrunner and EP Michael Jonathan Smith, produced by Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick. And they got along with Mackie and Arnett and secured the rights to this. And as I said, the official teaser is pretty cool. So something to keep an eye on. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We also, I saw an article, and I like seeing these things as far as video games being a little more, what can I say, in the world of academia and the world of, you know, treating people with maladies, what have you. This was in SciPost, and it was a study that was published in a publication called Frontiers in Psychology. It investigated the association between personality traits and the ability to solve complex problems, found that schizotypal, histrionic, dependent, and depressive persons are less likely to solve problems, and persons with more pronounced resilience, action-oriented, and motivation for creation are more likely to successfully solve problems. Now, that to me, as Norm Macdonald would say, would all be in the latest edition of the magazine, duh, right? And it's just basically the motivation behind it. But they started to use video games in it. And they were doing this in Salzburg, Salt Mountain. That, of course, is in Österreich, Austria. And the professor, Ulrika Kipman, said problem solving is considered to be one of the key skills of the 21st century, probably also because this cannot yet be done by the ever faster and better computers that compare all possible combinations of events within the shortest possible time, weigh them up, and calculate the correspondingly most favorable decision. Yes. So what do they do for the study? Ulrika, lady's name, by the way, and, well, I shouldn't say that these days, but 9 different personality disorders. And so what they got together, 242 adults, about half male, half female, in between 17 and 48 years. And they were asked to play a computer city management simulation game called Cities Skylines. And in the game, developed by Paradox Interactive, the player takes to the role of a mayor that directs the construction and management of a growing city while taking care not to run out of money. In other words, yeah, it's a SimCity type of game. And as some of the participants lacked any game experience before the start of the game, participants were given brief instruction on how to handle a list of fundamental game features, and then success in the game was evaluated based on how much the number of individuals of the virtual in-game city had grown during gameplay. So results showed that participants were more pronounced schizotypal, histrionic, and depressive personality traits were less successful. Now, as I said, a lot of these things can be just sort of like taken for granted, but sometimes they need to be proven. It's like, who will get things done, a lazy person or a go-getter? you know, we've done a study. It only took 75 years and $10 million, but I believe the go-getter will get good. But still, it's once again, how do they find this out? And the reason I'm bringing it up on this show, it's not because I'm super interested in a lot of findings out of Austria these days, but it's based on video games. And Kipman said that the study demonstrates that we can measure complex problem solving best by simulation games and not by short tests, and that personality traits are connected to problem solving ability. It's interesting. She also said, quote, unsurprisingly, no single clinical personality structure was associated with better problem solving performances, as personality disorders are generally linked with increased levels of neuroticism, which subsequently was consistently found to negatively influence problem solving. This result is also consistent with the general clinical intuition. So, when you think about, you know, the name of the article, by the way, personality traits and complex problem solving, personality disorders and their effects on complex problem solving ability. I feel like I could have done this test and then had it published as well. But the reason I brought it up on today's show, like I said, is you want to be able to, at every chance I get, that's what I should say, every chance I get to show that video games is good, not like my grammar, and it is helping in society some way or some, because a lot of times people think video games are the bane of our existence, like Ted Cruz. Just want to throw another little shout out that they help. They're not just fun and entertaining, but that they help. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. Get on back on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Video Game Review.
Review, Rick Tittle with you, and lines are available if you want to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, we will have the brand new game that I'll give away. It's a pretty good one, too. I'm just going to let you know, it's Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Oh, and it's brand new. You know, it's interesting with the release of this game. IGN did a list of the top 10 Star Wars games of all time. And they have Knights of the Old Republic number one, Jedi Survivor, the brand new one, number two, TIE Fighter 3, Skywalker Saga 4, that's the Lego Star Wars one with all of them, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast 5, Rogue Squadron 2, Rogue Leader 6, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order 7, Knights of the Old Republic 2, at 8, and then 9, they have Battlefront 2, and then Dark Forces 10. Now, for me, the best Star Wars game ever was the arcade Star Wars game in 1982/1983. If you didn't play it, that was an excellent game, and you did have to throw down on the Death Star and go in, stay on target. That was an amazing game. But for me, Dark Forces is just head and tails above everything else. It really is. And even if you think about how that first came out, mid-90s, it was MS-DOS and Macintosh. That was on your PC. And then it finally got to the PlayStation. That was a game so epic, so awesome. And you know, of course, back then, you know, you think about 3D games like, you know, like Doom and Spirit of Destiny, games like that. And, you know, Dark Forces was, it took it to an extra level. It just really did. It took it to an extra level. And you had, I remember my favorite moment where I thought, and nowadays you might say like, well, what's the big deal? Well, I remember they had these like mines, and like I said, this is on the original PlayStation. It's the mid-90s. They had these mines that you could throw, and then they were sort of proximity mines. If anybody got close, it would blow up. And there was this one area that was kind of like this elevated pillbox. I had this little slit, and stormtroopers were firing at me through the slit. And so I had this near miraculous throw. I frisbeed one of those prox mines, which were flat, and went through the opening. And then I saw like the shadow of movements. And when I saw the shadow of movements, I saw a flash of light inside the bunker, and then they stopped firing, which meant the thing landed, they moved, they set it off, and they were all killed. And I thought, to me, the thought that something that went out of frame, if you like, still had the same properties, and we're going to, I mean, I just thought those are just those little things that stick with you when you're a video game fan. So we're going to give away Survivor on the other side, but I do want to talk about Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, as far as VR goes. Now, this was a game that was released, 21 years ago, and it is a really good blend of Dark Forces first-person combat with third-person lightsaber combat. And if you wanted to play it as the good Lord intended, now is the time, because there's a standalone port version, provided you got the hardware, which looks like a huge, more modern improvement. It takes the original Jedi Outcast and gives the player now full VR support. Also, along with the ability to wield your lightsaber via motion controls and use force powers via hand gestures. Now, just to make sure everybody sees this, I was reading this on Kotaku. And the original, of course, was a good game, but people's lingering memories of it, especially in the wake of Fallen Order's all-ages combat, was the way you could absolutely go to town on stormtroopers with your lightsaber, which means like cutting off their heads and arms and legs and seeing a little bit like the Monty Python Black Knight gore. None shall pass. None shall pass. All right, we'll call it a draw. And it's called JKXR. It was created by fans as I mentioned, a standalone VR port of the original, which means this is a complete reworking of Jedi Outcast engine with all new download, although you'll still need a copy of the original for everything else. But that explains why the team has been able to cater this so specifically to VR down to the new weapon and power force menus. And you can download it, as I mentioned, if you got the hardware, Pico 4, Quest 2 Pro on PC, you want to try it. There's a available demo that can be played on its own, no extra download required. But if you want to go for the full thing, you need to get a legal copy of the original, which is still available on all major PC digital formats as well. But the other thing to keep in mind, too, is when we were talking about some of the great games of all time, with Battlefront, the Star Wars game, when that finally went over to DICE, that's when I knew that we had entered a whole new version of what these games could do. And I think a lot of people, when they got the DICE version, and this was like 2015, 2016, when they got that, I think a lot of people were sort of like underwhelmed, because we have been so spoiled by so many great FPS games now. And FPS can be first-person shooter and also frames per second, but it's frames per second. And DICE, along with Criterion, DICE is an EA company now, the Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment. It's in Sverige, Sweden. They're the ones that invented the Frostbite engine. They're the ones that gave us Battlefield. And Battlefield 1, Battlefield Bad Company 2, 2, 3, 4, 1, all that good stuff. To me, my favorite first-person games blows away Call of Duty games, except for a couple one. There are a few that aren't great. But when you talk about like great games, and I talked about how the arcade game was there, and then Dark Forces, for me, there's no doubt it's Battlefront. It's just it's not even close. I think what it is that we just get so spoiled sometimes by some of these games that we forget how amazing that they actually are at times. And so and still, I think the sequel came out probably a little bit too quick, and you still, I mean, when you could become a hero status, right, and you could start you could go into a level as Darth Vader or as, you know, Princess Leia, or do you say Leia or Leia? Do you say Chewbacca, Chewbacca? Doesn't matter. But at the Game Awards in 2015, it was nominated for Best Shooter. It didn't get it, but it did get Best Sound Effects and Best Graphics, which is kind of weird. But EA expected the game to sell 10 million copies, and the company hoped to sell about 15 in about 2 years. And it was one of the fastest selling PS4 games of all time. But GameStop came out and said, we're not really selling these. And what happened was there were other titles at the same time, like Halo 5 and Assassin's Creed Syndicate, that were kind of taking some of the love away from it. But there were some reviewers that had this game at best as a 7 out of 10. And one of them even, I think, had a 6 out of 10. But I remember Electronic Gaming Monthly came out with a 7 out of 10. And Game Informer was a 7. GameSpot was an Informer. And all I could think was, are you serious? When you think about the music and the gameplay. Now, if you're not into, you know, huge multiplayer games like that, and I think that was the thing that people were like, wait a minute, there's no campaign. And that was, you know, I think that was really the rub, was that people wanted to go in a campaign. But when you think about what the game was supposed to be, those big, huge, you know, 32 on 32, and you could still do smaller missions as well. I'm not a huge Star Wars nut. I like it. I don't go to bed dreaming about it, but that was still an amazing game. So when you think about these games that are coming out now, and as I said, Survivor, we'll talk about that on the other side. I like the competition, as you know, I'm all for all these new things. And of course, with everything we got with The Mandalorian, I'm just sort of waiting to see how that's going to translate into the video game world as well. But anyway, top tens, those are like good fodder for talk shows for this, because it's so subjective, and one person's cup of tea certainly ain't the other. So what we'll do here is we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give away the game. We'll also take your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. And also we will let you know what's new this week. When I say we, I mean me. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Come on back on Sports Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game
Review. I'm Rick Tittle. It's time to give away a game. As I mentioned, it's Star Wars Jedi Survivor. It's available for the PS5, the PC, and the Xbox Series X and S. I have it here for the Xbox X. Shiny disc. This is a game developed by Respawn Entertainment and Lucasfilm Games, published by Electronic Arts. EA Sports. It's in the game.
Rick, this isn't EA Sports.
Let me give you the summary. Lost Jedi Padawan Cal Kestis returns in Star Wars Jedi Survivor, a third-person narrative-driven action-adventure game which picks up 5 years after the events of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And rated T for teen, mild language and violence. My question is Star Wars based in outer space, or is it based in a tunnel in Brooklyn? Just let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com, and it will be on its way to you. Star Wars Jedi Survivor for the Xbox Series X, and you will get it. Get it, girl. Yeah, that's right. That's what I had said. Another thing I wanted to bring up before we get to the new releases this week. And as we set to get into a new month here, which we may be doing soon, get it? There's a game that came out recently called Wolong Final, that's not Final, Fallen Dynasty. And I just remember watching the first trailer of this character, you know, over the shoulder, third person, like sitting on the top of a mountain ridge with all the leaves coming down. It was pretty astounding, but I think it's possibly fair to say that Team Ninja has done a pretty good job on this whole Souls-like genre thing. I was watching some of this on IGN. Wolong Fallen Dynasty may not reach the same heights as Neo 2 did back 3 years ago, but it certainly has the same itch of that lightning-fast combat, the punishing yet rewarding difficulty, and then just deep build customizations, crafting, tailoring everything that you want. And it's one of the great reasons that the Neo games are and accomplishes that feat while completely changing up the fundamentals, closer to Sekiro than Dark Souls. But then again, it kind of falls victim to the same issues that nag those other Team Ninja Souls-likes, including the subpar storytelling, if you really care about that. You know, excessively annoying loot mechanics. But when you consider the things that Wolong does better than just about all the other games in that genre, it really, the pros outweigh the cons. Now, if you're familiar with the Three Kingdoms era of Chinese history, you may get more out of Wolong's story than most people would. I don't think you need to know that. And, you know, Team Ninja continues to, like I say, like, tell these stories, but I'm not one of these people who's like, what's my motivation? Why am I doing this? It's just a kind of a supernatural take on the Han Dynasty, and
you take control of this nameless warrior. It gets swept up in a power struggle, the warring kingdoms and their pursuit of an elixir of immortality. In practically every level, you team up with some sort of historically significant warrior to fight through a level. You have a boss battle against an evil or a corrupted historically significant warrior, and then you go on to the next one. So the characters are introduced very quickly, and then they're out just as quickly. Maybe they didn't make an impact on the story at all. Maybe they might return several hours later, but you probably forgot about them because nothing was really meaningful. But the gameplay in between the cutscenes does make up the vast majority, and that's where it really shines. And that's the thing, too, is like I cutscenes and cinematics are fine if you can get out of them. If they make you sit through them, then I just want to push my head through the TV. Rick, that's dramatic. It is. But Wolong's combat is at first kind of a puzzle, and you really need to figure it out quickly if you want to even get past the first big boss. But once you solve it, it is very satisfying to play around with because it's like Sekiro. It's a system that relies a lot on carefully timing deflection so you can preserve your spirit meter. You also got to avoid damage, especially when your enemies start mixing in all these powerful, unblockable attacks that you can parry them rather than block them. And there's a difference. But also, you can completely negate damage from regular attacks just by holding down the block button as long as you have enough spirit built up to avoid having your guard broken. And then if that happens, you're kind of SOL at that point. I mean, you can even hold down the block button while attempting to deflect, making it so that even if you're too late on a deflection, maybe you might still block it. But it's a good thing that Wolong has this leniency built in because practically every other regard, it doesn't pull any punches. Enemies will regularly power through your attacks to deal a more powerful blow of their own. They have these combos that go on legs for days, and they do a really good job of varying the rhythm of their attacks to try to get you into parrying too early. And it requires a very careful eye and punishes people who fall into a predictable rhythm. And the one clever wrinkle is that your spirit meter is also a resource that can be spent on spells, martial arts, spirited attacks. And that's a nice risk-reward mechanic that lets you put yourself in potentially a more vulnerable position in order to gain some sort of advantage. If you know your enemy and does have an elemental weakness, for example, you can exploit that by sending spirit to enchant your weapon. Maybe an element to stagger those martial arts abilities, depending on the weapon you got. And there are a lot of powerful attacks that can do big single target damage or give you a way to dole out punishment to that whole group. But also the spirit attacks are powerful strikes that increase the damage the more spirit you have built up. And if that's not clear, I'll just say that there's just tons of layers to Wolong's combat, which greatly enhances the excellent swordplay by laying out a ton of options and ways of varying up your strategy. Particularly when you die to a boss over and over and over again. But this is the thing, too. I remember getting the very, very first game where you actually could use your shield to parry, and that was the second Zelda game. And you actually could put your sword down or put your sword up, I know. But like I said, where Wolong feels very similar to the previous three Team Ninja Souls-likes is in a bad way is the loot. First of all, like Fallout, there's just an overabundance to it. And you just get inundated with garbage that you have no use for, and it only gets worse, you know. And I have this flaw in my personality where I'm really mean. No, this flaw where I can't walk by something in a video game. I got to pick it up and throw it in my inventory if it'll fit. You know how many dinosaur bones in Skyrim I had in my bedroom, like Chester drawers. Of course, that's back when it was unlimited. But you're going to spend 10 to 15 minutes in a menu trying to decipher whether a negative 2.6 reduction in martial arts spirits is worth sacrificing a plus 7.2% genuine ki obtention, or if you want to sacrifice a few points of attack for a plus 24 alliance spirit defenses. They're just not interesting decisions. They're more like spreadsheet entries and math problems. And there are some people who love that hyper-specific build optimization. And if that's you, you'll find a lot of things to appreciate here. You can salvage junk gear and extract their special effects and then slot those special effects into weapons that you want to use. And you can copy the appearance of any other weapon or armor so you don't have to worry about being forced to use an ugly weapon just because the stats are good. It can be fairly exhaustive. But one of the really cool new ideas in Wolong is the addition of morale ranks, which is basically a separate progression system that starts at zero at the beginning of every main mission. It goes all the way up to 25. And all you got to do is just defeat enemies, and you'll gain it even faster by killing them using spirit attacks. And you'll also lose morale every time you die up to a certain point, determined by your fortitude level as well. But the bottom line is this does play very differently from Team Ninja's own Neo games, more in the mold, as I said, of Sekiro than Dark Souls. And yet it manages to excel in so many other ways as well. Especially the clashing of melee weapons. It's just one of the best, and it's fast and it's thrilling. And it's a very good game. I wouldn't give it a 10, but like 8.5 probably. All right, let's take a look at the new releases. Mirrored Souls, a platform puzzle game on the PC. I got two more PC games here. RICE, which stands for Repetitive Indie Combat Experience. World Turtles, City Building Indie Simulation Strategy. Then we have Age of Wonders 4 for the X and the S, the PC and the 5, a strategy turn-based game. On your phone, Leia's Horizon Action Adventure. That's iOS and Android. Redfall, action first-person horror open-world shooter, PC, X, and S. Shogunners, that is a PC strategy game. On Steam, you can pick up Cactus Cowboy Plants at War action shooter. Killbug, another action shooter for the PC. Ravenlock. Ravenlock is an action-adventure RPG. Demon Skin, action-adventure RPG for all the big boy systems. That's the X and the S, the 1, the 4, and the 5, and the Switch. Cook Serve Forever, a cooking game on the PC. Darkest Dungeon 2, RPG roguelike on the PC. Dokapon Kingdom Connect, a board RPG game on the Switch. Very anime-looking there. And then finally, Tape to Tape. This is a hockey game on the PC, and it's very cartoony. I just appreciate anybody trying to make a new hockey game at this point. And this is from Excellent Rectangle, by the way. Excellent Rectangle is the developer and the publisher of Tape to Tape. All right, we will go to a quick break, and we'll come on back, and we'll do the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Just a couple minutes left. We get back to the sports talk here on all the networks, and it's the cheat code requests. Send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have here from one here from Tommy. Tommy says, Rick, do you have any cheats for Fisherman's Challenge? Isn't that like a cough drop? No, that was on the PS2, and yes, I do. You can toggle your underwater view while you're trolling. Just press up, up, down, down, left, right, L1, R1. Once again, up, up, down, down, left, right, L1, R1. And there's another cheat called Save Your Thumb. In order to reel in your line without the analog stick, press up, up, down, down, left, right, R1, L1. Just switch it. Up, up, down, down, left, right, R1, L1. And this is the kind of thing, like, I like the programmers actually threw in. Now, if the tournament's too easy for you, here's one. This is to increase tournament difficulty. Up, up, down, down, right, left, L1, R1. Up, up, down, down, right, left, L1, R1. And there you have it for the PS2 Fisherman's Challenge, which I got to say, I do not remember that game, but this is why I like looking up video game sheets for games that I frankly sometimes never even heard of. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.